isolated tornadoes.
The diverse combination of crops in the northern Red River Valley adjusted to the wide-ranging mix of weather conditions. CHS Ag Services Senior Director of Operations Ryan Anderson offers his perspective on the crop.
With the early heat, the spring wheat, not a fan of that, but the corn loved it. We were fortunate in some of our areas to catch some rain, you know, to keep the soybeans going. You know, the sugar beets, they go down deep and find that moisture. So for the most part, I think the beet crop looks good. And, you know, I do think we have some nice looking spring wheat in areas. So it'll be fun to when the growers do get harvesting in August to see what kind of yields we get. But, you know, every year is different. And I think that's why it's fun working in the area that we do. We just have a nice, you know, different rotation and blend of crops up here.
Fertilizer also starting to be booked for fall.
You know, we're trying to put our growers in the best position that we can. So that starts now for us. It just seems like if we're going to be on the right side of it, we got to start planning early. We want to be able to, you know, secure supply, and, you know, we try to just give our growers options. You know, they're looking at markets, and it's just a lot of dynamics.
Anderson says there is good value for P and K for fall use, but nitrogen is more of a moving target. CHS Ag Services hosted its annual customer appreciation night last night in Warren. Now is the time for farmers to